with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is weighing possible U.S. involvement in the ongoing Israel-Iran conflict. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president has been meeting with top security advisors here at the White House after saying earlier he's not in a mood to negotiate further with Iran about its nuclear program. Vice President Vance wrote on social media that Donald Trump may decide he needs to take further action to end Iranian enrichment. And the president said online that there are no immediate plans to kill Iran's supreme leader, but patience is wearing thin. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Denmark is testing a fleet of robotic sailboats amid tensions with Russia. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Richard Jenkins is founder and CEO of California-based SailDrone. Powered by wind and solar energy, its robotic sailboats can operate autonomously for months.
So we have radars, cameras, optical, infrared, RF acoustics, and sonar under the water. Those things give us a full picture as far as we can see, which is about 20 to 30 miles in the open ocean.
Lieutenant General Kim Jorgensen says
they're going to cruise Danish waters, and then later they're going to join up with the two that are NATO exercise.
I'm Ben Thomas.
A lifelong friend of the alleged Minnesota gunman says Vance Bolter had been struggling to find work and was wrestling with a darkness that was inside of him at the time of the shootings. But David Carlson told the Associated Press that his friend's involvement was as surprising as getting struck by lightning. Carlson said Bolter did not hold back when it came to his distaste for Democrats. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 299 points, the Nasdaq dropping 180, the S&P 500 lower by 50. This is SRN News. Your pastor might have another job. SRN's Michael Harrington has more on the story.
According to numbers from the National Survey of Religious Leaders, 35% of all clergy in the U.S. are bivocational, meaning they hold down a second job to make ends meet. Amongst evangelical Protestants, nearly half of all pastors have a second job, compared to just 14% of Catholic and 11% of mainline Protestant clergy. Overall, the percentage of preachers who are bivocational is going up over time. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court is expected to issue more opinions this week in critical cases. One of the rulings will decide the legality of a Tennessee law that bars sex change operations on children. If that measure is struck down, it could mean the end of similar statutes in several other states. The High Court will also decide a case in Maryland where parents want to be able to pull their children out of classes that promote the LGBT agenda. SRN News. Can Israel sustain its battle against Iran? The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
While television screens worldwide remain bright with news reports of Israeli warplanes over Tehran and Iranian missiles intercepting in the Israeli heartland, the question of the war remains. Can Israel go it alone? As munitions are exhausted and battle plans become more complex, must the Jewish state enlist the direct participation of American forces to formulate its exit strategy? In a war only days old, but already noted for using deception and disinformation as a weapon in the Israeli and American arsenals, speculation over Washington providing the feared bunker-busting bomb, presumed necessary to complete its mission of eradicating Iran's nuclear program, remains rife. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.